said, sorry, but basically, if you're a professional thief, just aggressiveness is not going to open the door for you. You're going to have to use some skills.
Hello, guys. Welcome to Lola and Ola. Let's get to the emails, right?
Yep.
My wife disrespects me. That's the title. I really enjoy your contact on IG at Lola and Ola, and I need to ask you a question. In April 2017, my wife said she wanted space for 2 weeks because we were not in a good place, and she was distracted by an affair at the time. Initially, I objected and wanted us to get a fresh new start. She did not return and recently found out she is in a full-blown affair now, having sexually intimate moments with her partner on the same bed as my six-year-old daughter, who told me she's uncomfortable. As a Christian, am I totally free without guilt to remarry even though we're not officially divorced? I'm not going to crawl and beg her. I did all I could to fight for and save the marriage, but it's clearly not working out. She finds joy in disrespecting me and talking to me anyhow, how be it rudely and distastefully. Mind you, I'm financially okay and earn 8 figures per annum. I still give her monthly upkeep, 120K per month for my daughters, excluding fees, crutch, clothing. Until 2019 January, when I stopped for many reasons.
So what's the question?
The question is that as a Christian, am I totally free without guilt to remarry even though we're not officially divorced?
Oh.
Well, if you're not officially divorced, you can't remarry. I mean, not legally. Not legally, you can't remarry.
Right. Whatever marriage you do is automatically void.
Exactly.
If it was done at the court. So if there's a paper, if there's legal papers and stuff, yeah.
So you still need to get a divorce, but can you move on without getting a divorce? Mm. Well, technically, you can see other people. Now, he's asking if it's free without guilt. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a question I need to ask you. Are you free without guilt? If you feel guilty, then you're holding yourself hostage.
Right.
But if you feel
you
like...
Because
you feel guilty.
And it's your guilt.
Exactly. And
it's,
I can't tell
my,
you
not
what
my guilt.
To do.
It's your guilt.
Exactly. Right. You're going to have to deal with that. But if you know you've done your best, you've tried your best to make the marriage work, and she clearly has moved on without you, I don't see why you should feel guilty moving on with your life. What do you think, babe?
First of all, awesome post this morning, baby. I'm looking at it right now. The first duty of love is to listen. And that's always relevant to any of this topics right here.
Right.
But yeah, the a couple of things stand out to me in this person's email. This email actually came from one of our Instagram followers, at Lola and Ola. So make sure you go follow the Instagram. At Lola and Ola, and that's where she posted the daily post that she posts as well too. The first thing that stands out to me is your wife wanted space for 2 weeks and you kicked against it in the beginning.
Right.
That's the normal natural reaction, and I get that. But if you had knowledge, it's absolutely it has a counter. It has a counterproductive effect. When somebody asks for space or time away and you hold your foot on the ground and you call that fighting for marriage, right? It has a counterproductive effect. Because remember, this is a human being who literally said they want out. And you are basically working against that.
Right.
So even if they're wrong, at least they don't know they're wrong. In that moment in time,
they're not in the right state of mind,
right? But they're expressing that they want out, they want space, they want time. Anytime somebody says they want out, they want space, they want time away, they're not in love anymore, If they said they want space, you have to give them space, and you have to give yourself two times that same space, because chances are you need that space too. But because you're clouded up, you know, I mean, even the most logical of us, right? When we're in love, or we're in a situation where we just experience rejection, which is direct opposite of being in love,
right?
You just experience rejection.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really think straight. We all do the wrong things when we're in love, because emotions is
disruptive.
Basically disrupt your ability to be able to think logically.
Right.
So the first thing to do is first to remove your emotions, because your emotions will tell you, you just experience rejection, fight back. Try to pull, if somebody just rejected you, just want to pull that person back to you by force.
It's not gonna work.
You didn't buy the knee.
My cousin used to say that.
Sorry if you didn't understand what we just said. Sorry. But basically, if you're a professional thief, you know, just aggressiveness is not going to open the door for you. You're going to have to use some skills in order to get that door to open.
You need a key.
You need maybe not key, because you're a thief.
You need something to open the door, right?
God forbid. You're a thief. You're gonna need some skills to open that door.
Right.
If you get too aggressive with the door, you're just gonna be beating yourself
up.
That's true. Basically, it's like you want to get through this wall, but you're gonna run through the wall. You're gonna hurt yourself,
right?
Because that person has put the wall up already,
right?
By even asking for space. So that's really the first thing that stands out. In this email, affair infidelity, these are real issues in marriages, but they are not the real issue. Right, these are real issues in marriages, I get it, but if you really take the time to think about it, it's a symptoms of other things going on. Yes, you may want to say it's her fault, she's guilty, it's his fault, he's cheating, blah blah blah. But that's not the real issue.
That's not a reason. I mean, there's underlying issues.
There are underlying issues.
Right.
And a marriage is an institution that you can't just go based off of your feelings in any moment in time, or based on the fact that you're angry. You have to relax. What does God have to say about the situation, right? Are you going to need some kind of elements of forgiveness here? Well, before you can be forgiving people, they have to be remorseful. Can you get them on the same page first before you're deciding if you want to forgive? By the way, you always have the choice.
Well, they have to ask you for forgiveness first.
They're going to have to want the forgiveness authentically before you're forgiving, because then your forgiveness is void if somebody is not asking for forgiveness.
Asking for it.
So those are the questions that we need to ask. But I know you mentioned she's having an affair. But I'm sorry, those things are not the real issues, okay? She did not return, recently found out she's in full-blown affair. Again, she doesn't know what she's doing, you know. She's going through something. That's not excusing her. I'm just letting you know that your marriage is a bigger picture than that particular event that's going on. And if you get too attached to the meanings that you've attached to a woman cheating on you, or a man cheating on you, or the ideas that the young people out here that are not necessarily married are throwing around, you know, if they cheat on me, I'm leaving. If you get attached to that, you may end up destroying the best years of your life. And because sometimes with reference to a very bad situation is how you create a very good situation.
That's right.
And because of that, I'm going to say relax, don't overreact. Okay.
Don't overreact. Especially when you guys have a child together.
You have a child together. Child is not the excuse, but it's part of the bigger picture.
You want to raise this child in, you know,
absolutely
in a friendly manner. You don't want to be nasty to each
other.
So you want to win this person back.
So
even if they're not going to end up being your wife, you guys can still be
at least as
best of friends for your child's sake.
Now let's go back to how you feel about this whole situation, okay?
What?
To me, your actions speak louder than voice. You did say something about eventually you let her go. She finds joy in disrespecting you. We're going to talk about that in a second here, because basically the topic is she disrespects you. right? But how you feel about this issue, I'm going to use your actions as the main how you feel. The way you feel about this is that you feel hurt, and that's why you type this email. If you were indifferent, you wouldn't be typing this email, right? If you don't care about her, you wouldn't be typing this email. If you don't care about your marriage, you would not have typed this email.
Right.
If you care about your marriage, I encourage you to type an email, send us a comment, because we can address it for real, so we can deal with the real issue. So the real way you feel is that you're hurt. And I get that, and I understand that. With growth, right? If you want some kind of growth in life, there must be some level of pain.
True.
The higher the pain is, I know it's really, really weird, but the higher the pain is, the further you're going to grow. If you embrace the changes that's going to come with that, right? But it's time for you to change, because clearly you were not paying attention to a few things. All right. So let me look at a couple of things here. Let me just make sure we're looking at. All right. The last thing I really want to address is the disrespecting. She finds joy in disrespecting me and talking to me anyhow, rudely, distastefully. Mind you, I'm financially okay, earn 8 figures per annum. I still give a monthly upkeep. You know, there are a couple of things you mentioned there that you do just as a man.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do it for her, right? And any responsibility you have as a man, continue that. So as a man, if somebody hasn't been in any sexual relationship, a wife hasn't been in a sexual relationship and they're not sick, they haven't been in a sexual relationship in 3 months, that's not really technically your wife any longer.
That's just so not you know. A marriage.
Okay, that's not really a marriage, at least not right now. You need to bring that back to a marriage before you can hold yourself hostage to a situation. That doesn't mean you should go around town and be messing around, because
mm-mm.
that's not necessarily beneficial for you either.
Mm-mm.
What I'm saying is that you may be hugging up to a situation that's not really a situation, okay? Your attachment to your meanings of you taking care of her and your child, you need to let go of that. Whatever, as a man, as a man who has self-respect for himself, whatever you would normally do,
do those things.
If you have self-respect for yourself and somebody has left your marriage from a sexual standpoint, because that's one of the biggest ways for you to create bond with your wife, and then if they're not sick, okay? If they've already exited, if you have self-respect for yourself, no, you will not be taking care of such a woman financially, okay? Unless they live in the same house with you, that's a different ballgame. But once they move out and you take care of you and your child. And if taking care of your child means you have to give her some money, then so be it. That's just what it is, you know. But you come up with your own, what you would normally do as a man who respects himself.
Right.
Focus on those things and yourself, okay? And then you take it from there, okay? That's really what I can tell you right now. And then you will naturally, if it's meant to be, reattract her back to where she's supposed to be, and you will find the strength to forgive her if she's truly remorseful about the past.
Yeah, and another thing about the disrespect thing, when a woman is not in love with you, yes, she will disrespect you.
That's so very natural.
So if you attract her back and she falls back in love with you, all that disrespect will go away.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why she's disrespectful is because clearly there's no love.
Right. Because a woman that
can't, and the money doesn't matter.
Because even per the scriptures, a woman is only obligated to respect you, really. At the end of the day, if you really read it closely, respect is almost synonymous to loving you, being in love with you. When a woman is in love with you, she naturally will respect you. If a woman can't respect you, she can't love you. So hello, like, that's just the same thing happening. There's a lot going on. You haven't really told us much. You've only given us your side of the story.
Right.
But the fact that you wrote this email shows that your personal insecurities may be extremely high right now. And that's why I go back to self-respect. What would you do in this scenario if you remember that you're a man who has a self-respect? Whatever those who have stress, who has self-respect, has a child, has a potentially ex-wife, or a wife who is not there right now, what would you do to hold all that pieces together right now? That's really what you should focus on. And your emotions, the best way to feed your emotions, to have self-respect for yourself.
Right.
Okay. And we have the GPS formula, which is God, Purpose, and Self, discovered extensively in the book, Get My Marriage Back. Go get it. It's free. The PDF version is free. GetMyMarriageBack.com is where you go to get it. And if you prefer audiobook, if you prefer Kindle paperback, it's also available on Amazon.com and through that page as well, GetMyMarriageBack.com. Is that it? Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. If we said anything that made sense in this video, please give us a thumbs up. Make sure it lit blue, right? And then if you have any questions, comments, advice for this young man, please leave them in the comment box below. And share this video with people you know you love that will find value in it. And we'll see you on the next one.
Peace.